Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, we're not Casey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You have tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio, and I am your host, Casey. I am your life enhancement coaching specialist, and as your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to enhance your life and advance your life in any area or, you know, personal problems, job related, whatever it is. I help you to advance wherever you desire to grow, wherever you can apply the information to help you grow. And I do that using my educational background in applied management with a concentration of psychology. I also use my life experience, including my military experience, and my recent research and studies, discovering and theorizing. I'm going to make that a word. My new area of psychology, and that is spiritual human behavior. So spiritual human behavior is about assessing and acknowledging the way we act, the way we behave, the things that we think and we do, being closely connected to your soul's ability to grow and process the things that you've been through in your life, which allows you to either heal or regress or stay stagnant. So we help you address those areas and issues by taking scenarios, oftentimes from social media, and using those as examples to talk about everyday problems that people experience all the time. So this show is part two of an earlier show, Explore, Accept, and Embrace. Now, this is a show that was closely related to a blog that I read from a virtual friend, and I was compelled to do a show because I have experienced some of the things that this person talks about, and it has been a rough ride at times. I know some information that can help you grow, then I believe that it is my purpose to share it with you so that you can become all that you're supposed to be. So this block, I did not read all of the block, and the way that I started the show, I am reading the block as I go along so that I can explain to you the different aspects of my thought process and how to help you grow and expand and become all of who you were created to be. So this individual was speaking about being vulnerable and it making her angry, also about being sad because she can't be who she believes that she is in this world. So me, Casey, hi, I am life coaching this individual from this podcast. This is a blog that is a public blog, so I found it very needed to address this particular issue because a lot of people don't deal with their feelings. A lot of people have not been taught how to even accept their feelings. So a lot of people, you see more people with alcohol problems and drug addictions and running to sex or whatever outlet they find to deal with their emotions instead of actually dealing with their emotions. So people find release in different things because they're not dealing with their emotions. A lot of times, and I explained this earlier, if you go and listen to the previous show, we went over a lot of things about learning how to process your emotions, learning how to feel things, understand why you're feeling that way, and then learning how to make yourself better, heal yourself, work within yourself. So let me go back a little bit. I'm going to read a little bit of this so that we can catch up from before. So the where I left off, this is the chapter, the paragraph. It was like a chapter because she has a lot of, or he, I'm not sure if this is a woman or man. However, they have a lot of built up emotions that they're trying to process and deal with. And it seems from this reading that she or he is continuing to try to deal with this and is expressing that frustration. And with the expression of the frustration, I am able to kind of push along in the right direction to help you grow stronger if you're listening. Hi. So fear isn't the only thing underpinning my anger, though. I'm also sad. I am angry that who I am as a person has to be masked and hidden to protect me from harm. I'm angry that when I try to tell people who I am and how I work, that they tell me I'm stupid or lying or delusional. Listen, the first thing that you have to do is figure out, once you begin to accept yourself and love yourself and embrace yourself, less of what people think about you will make an effect. Because, again, like I told you earlier, previous episode, if you begin to look at all your flaws, embrace your flaws, speak on your flaws before somebody else can speak on your flaws, because the only reason the things that you find as flaws, the only reason that they harbor any ill feelings is because you haven't faced those things. You mask them, you hide them, you try to be covert and go around the fact that this is a part of who you are. And the more that you hide from yourself, the more that you're going to be struck, you know, like jabbed when somebody says something to you. So you take away their ability to bother you. You take their senses away from you totally, and you create what you desire for it to be. You make that be something that you work on so that it's not a flaw anymore. Now, if it's something that's unfixable, but being an emotional human being is not a flaw. It's something that we've been trained to subside, something that we've been trained to dismiss or to not pay attention to. But your emotional sensors are there for a reason. They help your soul grow. They help you grow. And when you don't face things head on, then you end up going through the same motions all over again. And then you're faced with the same thing until you decide to say, okay, if I feel like this is off, then I need to do something exactly different the next time that I'm faced with the same scenario. So don't allow the people around you who aren't seeking soul purpose, who aren't seeking
I want to say soul salvation. That means being one within yourself, having yourself together, being with yourself, understanding yourself, loving yourself. Like when I think of salvation, it's about a self-love. It's about a surrenderance to who you are so that you can become the best version of you that is available. And a non-emotional person, somebody like it's one thing to be emotional about things concerning you, but you cannot connect your emotions to everybody around you so that every time something happens to somebody else, you lose it all. You have to be able to maintain your individuality, your ability to grow and all of those things. You have to separate yourself, detach yourself emotionally from everybody around you until you realize who deserves that part of you. A lot of people will feed off of your emotions because they don't have that, you know, so they're energy vampires. They're trying to get your energy. And then if they come around and you feel bad or you feel you're out of place, those are not people that you need to be around. Your soul, your spirit is saying, no, this is not it. No, this is not it. No, this is not it. And when you hear that, we have to begin to use the red flags and the caution signs that our soul and God provides to really dictate our lives and give us a sense of direction, which is a sense of direction. You have to use your senses in order to be placed in the right direction. So, I mean, vulnerability is difficult within itself because you don't know how people are going to respond. But when you begin to believe in yourself and love on yourself, then the way that people respond have nothing to do with you. You're being you. You can't stop being you because people don't like it. You just got to get around people that enjoy you for you. Everybody is not the same. I feel like I stand out. I'm very different, not just from everybody that's around me currently, which is mostly nobody, or people that I connect with online, but I feel like I'm different from those in my family. My mindset seems to be a little bit different. My mindset has shifted from whatever it was, whatever I grew up around, to what the army has helped me become. The army really helped me learn how to get direction in my thought and how to be focused and all of those things. So it took what I knew from growing up, what I knew I did not like, what I knew, all of these things, and it gave me a new focus. It showed me how to focus on what's important for me. Now, it took me a while to understand and balance who I was with who I was becoming and then internalizing it so spiritually I could catch up with what I had learned to know about God. So it's, when you begin to think about the way that people make you feel, you have to understand that most of these people don't, they aren't where you are yet. So you almost have compassion for them because they sometimes are in a worse spiritual position than you. So, but be willing to dismiss people. You got to be willing to say, you know what? I see that you don't mesh well with my soul, that you don't want to see me grow, that you only want to do what's best for you. And when you begin to see that, you begin to put yourself in situations, you've forgiven people, you've let them back in, they've showed you who they are. Okay, dismiss. I don't hate you. I don't wish any bad on you. Matter of fact, I wish you succeed, but you are not healthy for me. And when you get away from unhealthy people, then you begin to become the best you, and you can draw the people that are meant for you. Okay, so I am angry when I try to tell people who I am. So that makes my soul collapse in on itself in deep sorrow. I'm angry that I can't walk in the world being who I am without being ridiculed and targeted for it. That makes me weep and wail inside. I'm soft. I want to be soft, but I haven't figured out a way to be soft and survive in this world. I have to hide that part of me from everyone except for my children, it seems. I'm angry that my forgiveness has been abused by people I deeply loved. I think that within just that portion, if you begin, like, you can be soft. Listen, like I said in the first show, I am a big baby. I am soft. However, everybody doesn't get that version of me. Everybody hasn't earned the softness of me. However, I've also learned you got to learn how to balance your softness. Embrace the fact that you are soft. Embrace who you are totally, and then allow yourself to also embrace the hard exterior that you've grown accustomed to using to protect yourself. And then you have to learn how to balance. I mean, it takes time, honey. I've been on this path of wholeness for about 4 or 5 years now, maybe even closer to 6. When I really, really, really said, you know what, I'm going to learn myself. I'm going to figure out who I am. I'm going to figure out why I like what I like. Like, if I keep attracting this type of thing, what is it that's making me attract this thing, and how do I fix it? How do I deal with it? Even if I attract it, it doesn't mean that I have to accept it. So it changes everything. But you got to be willing to examine you. Be willing to embrace you. Be willing to feed on your own soul and learn and grow as you go. People are going to do what you allow them to do, and that means that sometimes you really have to dismiss people. Like I've given you stories. If you listen to the previous episode, I gave a lot of stories about how I overcome the emotional turmoil or roller coaster ride that I experienced with my mother, how I've forgiven people that I felt like we had both done wrong things to each other or said wrong things, and I tried to let them in so that I know that based on where I am, at peace with myself, single, nobody is influencing my decisions, I am going to embrace you right now where it's just me and it's just you. And then if you mess up then that means shame on you and I don't need to be around you. Now, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But you don't get a third time. So this, you given a clean slate. And then whatever they produce on that slate, that's exactly what it is. So if they do something really wrong that is a violation of what you determine as friendship, then you cut them off. And if they do things that are just mediocre, you know what I'm saying? Like they when they want to be. Then you, when they want to be, you adjust and to the people that are around you based on what they give you. You can't give yourself to people that won't give themselves to you. You can't allow yourself to be manipulated. Like, you're strong now. I can look at this blog post that you've written, and I could tell that you're strong. You realize who you are. You realize some of why you are the way you are. You're exploring that path now, but you are stronger because you are identifying the fact that you have been made unhappy, that these things have happened, and this is how it's made you feel, and this is how you want to progress forward. So now that you've come to this point, you just have to be okay with being alone until the right people come around, until you attract what you want, until you learn yourself. You don't even know what you want to be around. Learn what you don't like. If you can look around and you can pinpoint the things that you don't like, you're a whole lot further than a lot of people, because you can't know what you really like until you know what you don't like. Because now if you know what you do not like, you know what you do not accept. So if these people act this certain way, I don't accept that type of behavior in my life. So that, guess what? You dismiss those people. It's not being nasty. It's not being rude. You don't have to wish bad on them. I just don't deal with those type of things, and I won't accept that in my life. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't. None of those things matter if I'm telling you that that's not allowed in my life. And it clears up your circle real quick. And it's not being a tantrum. It's not like, oh, you just letting anything just control you or you. No, this is the type of people that I like in my life. It doesn't mean that we all have to be alike, but these are the characteristics. You cannot lie to me. You cannot cheat me out of anything. You cannot talk bad about me. What are your parameters? What do you value within friendship? What do you value within personal communication? what do you value for yourself? Like, how do you treat yourself? The way you treat yourself will determine how you allow others to treat you. So when you determine the value of you and you begin to treat yourself the way you want other people to treat you, like you treat yourself good and you want other people to treat you good. But if you don't care for yourself, then you will allow people to just treat you any type of way because you need their acceptance. You need whatever it is that they have to give. But when you don't need it, you don't have to accept it. So it's best to learn to stand on your own. It's best to get away from everybody for a second, for a season. It's okay to get away from people. I mean, for a season, however long you need to clear your headspace, however long you need to figure out what it is that you do and you don't like, what it is that you will and you won't accept, what it is that you want and what you don't want, and then be able to stand on it. Find out the why. Why do you stand that way? Why do you believe this way? And then once you know the reason why you're like the way you are, nothing and no one will be able to tear you down. If you know what you think you're vulnerable with and you build up those vulnerabilities, there's nothing wrong with being vulnerable. But everybody doesn't get exposed to what you're vulnerable to. And if they have messed up and showed you that they're not worthy of that, then baby, hold on to it, because nobody got you like you got you. I mean, some people have great parents. Some people, parents are very active and they do have you the way you have you. But the best thing to learn is how to survive on your own, because your parents aren't always going to be there. And everybody doesn't have those type of parents. So if you're listening to this and you don't, then you have to learn how to separate yourself from the forgiveness. So forgive yourself for whatever you feel like you did to contribute to that. Take accountability for your actions. Take accountability for how you allow people to treat you, for what you're willing to accept, and all of those things. And then once you take accountability and hold other people accountable and responsible, now if they correct themselves before they get to the breaking point to not being in your life, then great. But if they try to fix it after you've cut them off, then they could be just doing that for a season just to get back in, just to get enough access to do it again. So you don't want to offer your emotional vulnerability. Your softness is not for everybody. Like, I don't treat anybody bad, but I'm not soft with everybody. You know, like I said earlier, I wait and long for the ability to really be able to let my hair down, no matter how long or short it is, and be vulnerable, like to be able to melt in and around, not just my man's arm, but to be able to have friends that I can be soft with, that I don't have to, you know, keep my guard up or be, you know, posted up waiting to see what's, you know, if those people, if you feel like that around people, then those are not your people. You shouldn't have to feel on guard. And if you feel on guard, you need to get from around those people so that you can disengage and figure out what type of people do you need in your life, because everybody don't need the same type of people in their lives. You have to evaluate yourself. Where do you see yourself going? What do you want for yourself? What, like, your goals? What are your goals? Your goals will help you determine the type of people that you want around you. Figure out what type of people you want around you. Think about it. What type of person are you? What type of friends do you want to have? What type of characteristics should your friends have? All of those things make a difference, because once you begin to notice the things that make you different, once you begin to accept and embrace you, every one of your friends won't necessarily be exactly alike, but they won't be bipolar opposite. You're not going to be a good person. You got a person around you that treat everybody like crap, because eventually either you're going to not like being around them because of the way they treat themselves and other people, or they're going to begin to rub off on you, or you rub off on them. It's either one or the other. You cannot, nobody stays around somebody that's a certain way and don't progress in a great way. So you just have to stand strong, stand in who you are. Be okay with if you have to lose people because you're soft and people want to be hard for no reason. Like, it's okay to be vulnerable. Like, my vulnerability is the best part of me because it allows me to experience life. It allows me to take things in. It allows me to heal and be compassionate for people. It allows me to give other people a better perspective on life. It allows me to help heal people and all of those things. Like, your vulnerability is connected to your purpose. So in order for you to get purposeful, you're going to be vulnerable. It says, okay, I'm angry. Okay, no. Okay. I had my softness taken advantage of so many times and then been told I was at fault or I deserve it just for being who I am. That's doubly bewildering to then also be told that my efforts at self-protection are overkill and are the reason no one can get close to me. Listen, it's nothing wrong with protecting yourself. Although if you have your guard up, you can't experience some things and some people that you may be designed to experience. However, it's nothing wrong with having some type of gatekeeper, like, within yourself. If certain, you know, like, you shouldn't be too much in front. Like, you can, everything isn't for everybody. And I'm stumbling on my words right now because I really want to grasp what I'm trying to say, because you should always be yourself. You should always be yourself out loud. You should always be yourself out loud and bold. However, there are intimate portions of you that everybody can view, but they can't share in. You might be able to see how I am, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to experience who I am. You might be able to see what I like to do, the thought process of people I would like to be around, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to experiencing my thought process. You're not going to be able to experience the things that I really feed into. You're not going to be able to experience the fullness via online. Like, it's like, everybody online doesn't know your home life. So this is a sense of protection. This is a gatekeeper. Online is a gatekeeper for me. I can watch you, look at you, view you, assess your mindset, see what the type of things that you're into. And then I don't even know how you start friendships online other than commenting and posting and being interactive with people. And then from there, you grow into friendship. From there, you may want to meet each other. From there, you may want to see more and experience that person. But it gives you enough of a filter. Filters aren't bad. They think the filters are just on pictures, but no, give yourself a filter. Filter people into your life. Don't allow everybody to just jump right in. Some people got to earn that spot. Some people need to experience your toughness, because some people can't handle your toughness, and the people that cannot handle your toughness, they don't deserve your softness. There's a part of you that only you deserve to give to those who have earned that part of you. It's a depth of you that everybody can't handle, so everybody doesn't get it. And it's cool. You just don't feed into everybody the same way. Don't stop being yourself. Please, 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 please. Somebody is going to love who you are if you embrace who you are. And the more you embrace and become comfortable with who you are, the better off you are. Okay. Being me doesn't work. And being someone other than me doesn't work either. I am done trying to be someone else, though. If they both hurt just as much, I might as well be me. Listen, that's the best thing you could do, is be you. Listen, if people don't accept you and love you for who you are, they don't have to live with you for who you are. You do. At the end of the day, it's more damaging for your soul to denounce and deny who you are at your core than it is for you to be accepted by somebody else, because the acceptance of others will not heal you. The acceptance of others will not grow you. The acceptance of others will not really validate you. You will still feel a void if you denounce and deny who God created you to be. I do not know how to be anyone other than who I am. Anyways, I've tried, and that blows up in my face just as much as when I'm open, honest, and vulnerable. I'm angry that being vulnerable and kind and forgiving makes me a target. This is the part where you have to realize that It's not that it makes you a target. It allows you to see the people that you don't need in your life. Like, if people target you because of who you are, then that means that they don't deserve you at any extent for any reason at all whatsoever. So if they target you, if they make you be something other than you're supposed to be, then yes, you remove yourself from that situation and don't cause yourself pain. You don't cause yourself all of the hindrance that it comes with people trying to target you, people trying to figure out who you are so that they can get over on you. It's okay to be you when you recognize who people are, who people are that's trying to be around you. You deal with them accordingly. You are the CEO of your life. You stop and go. You determine who's going to be around, who's not going to be around. You make that decision, and then you run with it. I am angry that trying to hide my vulnerability and be selective with my forgiveness makes me a target. I am angry that we have built society which punishes softness, forgiveness, understanding, and vulnerability. I am angry that we just accept this as status quo and ridicule anyone who tries to show us a different way. I'm angry and I'm sad. If I'm honest with myself about what I'm really thinking and feeling, then I have to admit I'm not angry at all. I'm afraid and vulnerable and I'm sad. I'm afraid that if I forgive people who hurt me, that I will be thanked by being hurt again and by having forgiveness viewed as something that I owe them endlessly with no limits. Set your limits. You have to set your limits as a giving, caring individual, as someone who loves to help people, as someone who is service-minded, as someone who seems to care about something other than themselves. You still have to set limits. A person can think however they want to, but when you decide to cut them off, know why you cut them off. Know that you have no desire to be around them. And then, regardless of how many unlimited chances they think they get, deal with them accordingly. You deal with them accordingly. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be, an asshole. You just don't deal with them in the way that you once dealt with them before, and then allow it to be whatever it is. I'm afraid that if I let down my walls and expose my vulnerability, that my softness will be viewed as either naive, gullible, or a weakness to be exploited. Anybody that would exploit that, anybody that would try to take advantage of that, is people that you're learning to dismiss from your life. It doesn't matter if they're family, friends, associates, people you meet. It does not matter. If they try to use your vulnerability or your weaknesses against you versus helping you build, helping you get stronger in those areas, then they don't deserve you. Who deserves all that you are? You are so special. You are so sweet. You are everything that somebody needs in their life. Somebody deserves you, not what you settle for. Who deserves all that you are, despite the material things in your soul? When you begin to honor who you are at your core, in your soul, like all the things that you like, all the things that you don't like, once you begin to just be okay with that, it changes your whole life. I'm telling you, I promise it does. I've lived it. Like, I've tested and tried. I am a really nice person. People always seem to feel like I'm not that, or feel a certain type of way. And guess what? I forgive people. I embrace people. I accept people. I allow them back in. But when they mess up and they show me that they don't view me the way that I view them, as far as a friend, as far as like, if you call me your sister, then treat me the way you would treat your sister. If you would treat your sister bad, or if you would do bad towards your sister, then you're not the type of sister that I need or brother that I need, and I don't want you around. If you say that this is how you are, like, then be that way. But if not, then guess what? I know how to deal with you, and I won't allow you into my circle like that. It's a lot of people that I don't allow into my circle like that because they show me that they're not honorable. They show me that their word is, suspect at times. So no matter what they call me or how they try to act when they get access to me, the way that they deal with me, what they show me, it shows me if they deserve to be in my life or not. And if you can't be an honorable person, if you can't, you know, be stand up, then you can tell me whether or not you deserve to be in my life. And not everybody deserves to be in my life. And I have to be okay with that. And you should be okay with that, too. It's okay to, that people that you once loved, you've outgrown. Be okay with outgrowing people. Be okay with outgrowing your environment, because where you are now might not be where you be in 6 months. Emotionally, you could be different. In the previous show, I talked about sometimes you have to go really deep in religion or in knowledge of God, not necessarily religion, but you have to be deep within yourself in order to level out. Like, you know, when you dive in to a ocean or you dive into a body of water, you dive in deep and then you come up and then you start swimming. When you dive in, when dolphins or whales, when you go into something, you go deep. And then after you come deep and you get your stride, then you level out and you understand all of the things that you have become over the years in the course of your life. Nothing is wrong with feeling unsure. It's better to be unsure and explore that unsureness than to be timid and afraid to figure out why you're unsure in the first place. It's better to say that I'm sad or I'm angry and figure out why you're angry. So here you saying you're angry, but really you're not really angry. You're just frustrated with the fact that you don't feel comfortable at this point at being who you are around the people that you're around, which says that you need to feel comfortable with being around yourself. Be comfortable with being alone, because if those people aren't facilitating who you are at your core, who you are in your heart, then those people are not the people that will allow you to grow and be the best version of you. And we want you to be the best version of you. Give me a second. I need some water.
Gotta get some water.
Okay, it says, I'm afraid if I give an inch, people will take a mile. I'm afraid of that because it's happened so many times before with people I trusted. Give them, let them. If you give them an inch and they take a mile, that's telling you how they feel about you, how they see you, and how you should deal with them accordingly. So if you're not trying to give them out and they take them out, then guess what? I know I can't give you an inch. I know I can't, you know, feed into you like that. I know where I stand with you because you've shown me that with your actions. You've shown me that with how you handle things. I'm sad that if I attempt to embrace, okay, if you're just tuning in, this is a blog post that I'm reading, and in this blog post, this person is telling us how they feel about their current state of emotional vulnerability and where they are as far as learning to love themselves and accept how they feel, regardless of those that are around them. So I'm reading this blog post because it made me want to comment, and I had some input because I've been here before. I've processed my emotions. I've processed the reason why I get emotional. I've taken the time to do the work, which is how I developed the spiritual human behavior, because I was putting in the work trying to figure out, how did I get like this? How did I started to feel like the way I was feeling? How do I learn to embrace myself despite what people say? Because people are always going to judge you, whether you do good, whether you do bad, whether you're broke or whether you're rich. Unless you completely stay out of their way, they will always have something to say. So this, what I'm reading, is me life coaching this individual, trying to help them understand how to work through this particular situation. Excuse me. I am sad that if I attempt to embrace who I really am inside with confidence and acceptance and share that with others, I will be viewed as arrogance to be crushed. Listen, if people try to crush you, dismiss them from your life. it doesn't feel good to let people go. It doesn't feel good to have to say, you know what, I've had enough. This is not what I signed up for in this relationship, partnership, even if it's parent or a family member. Look, just because you're family doesn't mean that you can abuse my kindness. That doesn't mean that you can take advantage of my vulnerability. That doesn't mean that you can manipulate me when it's good for you to do whenever. It means that you have to take a new stance. It means that you really have to do what you're supposed to do. You really have to take advantage of who you are and what you desire to be. I am afraid that, because it's happened to me many times, I'm afraid that if I can't speak and communicate perfectly in a way others want to hear it, that I'll have the worst possible motives ascribed to whatever it is that I said or did. Listen, you can't get past that. You're not going to be able to please everybody, but the people that are for you are going to accept you, embrace you for however you are, whoever you are, and however that comes out. Attract your tribe by expressing your vibe, being just who you are. You have to be who you are to attract the people that are meant to be around you, because everybody, the reason why they can't handle you, the reason why people are, because they're not meant to be in your life for the rest of your life. Not everybody is, and it's unfortunate at times that we have to lose people, or we have to, and sometimes you don't lose people, they lose you. Like, sometimes they realize after the fact of how good of a person you was. They realize after the fact that you're irreplaceable, or that, you know, you offer a quality that is not available in most people. So don't feel bad if you got to let people go. Be willing to cut people off to save yourself. It's like gangrene. Either you lose your pinky finger or you lose your whole arm. What you want to do? You want to lose one finger, or do you want to lose your arm? I would take losing a finger over losing an arm any day of the week, because I can still function with four other fingers. Now, I'm not speaking losing no fingers over my life. I don't want to lose any fingers. However, what would you rather do? Would you rather, like, you know, be without an arm or be without a portion of the limb? I would rather be without that. If it, like, it's like in if you're a Bible reader, you spoke in this article about Bibles and being accustomed to some form of God's way of doing things. So it's like, what are you willing to sacrifice? Do you sacrifice yourself for others, or do you sacrifice others for yourself? Now, you may sacrifice portions of yourself to help others, like being vulnerable enough to share this. That's a sacrifice of yourself to help others, because somebody will read this. Somebody will listen to the show that I'm doing after reading it myself and have a either feel a way, have a thought, or be able to help themselves identify with what they're going through. So your sacrifice of yourself is not always sacrificing who you are. It's sacrificing the ability to share what you've learned about yourself so that other people that are like you can identify with you. And that's how you attract the people that are for you. I'm afraid that if I give others the benefit of the doubt when it comes to interpreting their own motives, when they do or say something that hurts me, they'll view it as stupidity and or unawareness or weakness. And I'm afraid that if I'm afraid of this because it happens so many times. Listen, you have to allow people to interpret what they want to interpret, however they want to interpret it, because you can't make people think. You have to understand that everybody is raised different. Everybody thinks different. Everybody understands different. Everybody wants different. Everybody listens different. It's some people that's going to selectively hear you. They're going to hear what you want to hear to be able to have a response, versus really taking everything in that you said and line by line understanding what you mean, giving them themselves the opportunity to place themselves in your shoes so that you understand exactly what's going on. They have to give themselves the opportunity to see it from your perspective. And if they're not willing to do that, they don't deserve you, baby. They don't deserve you. Okay, so you don't don't be afraid to show yourself. Be yourself. You got to be yourself out loud, because that's how you attract the people that's supposed to be around you. The people that's going to abuse that are people that you can dismiss, because you know that by their actions, they're showing that they don't deserve to be in your life. They're not meant to be in your life. That's not the purpose that they are meant to serve. Some people are for a reason, for a season, and for a lifetime. And if those people manipulate, deceive, lie, or anything else, then they're showing that they don't deserve it. They're showing how it's supposed to be and that it's not worth it. So you have to begin to see within yourself your ability to let those people go, because now you've outgrown those type of people, and begin to be yourself out loud so that you can attract people that think like you. Now, they don't have to think the same thing exactly as you. They don't have to make the same exact decisions. But people that think like you think broadly enough to embrace others for where they are and who they are, and they're in touch with their own vulnerabilities and would never take advantage of yours, because they don't want to be taken advantage of. So because they don't want their vulnerabilities taken advantage of, but they're open about their vulnerabilities, they will embrace your openness about your vulnerabilities and respect not taking advantage of them, because they're treating you how they want to be treated. After, I'm afraid if I give others, okay, the benefit of the doubt. You don't, if you doubt, then just go with what you think and embrace it for what it is, and be comfortable with whatever it is that they're showing you, because that's their truth. So if they show you who they are, believe it and deal with them accordingly. I'm sad that being the bigger person has gotten me taken advantage of and targeted for ridicule more often than it's gotten me respect and compassion at times when I needed some understanding. Most of all, I'm sad that I can't be as open, as forgiving, and as loving as I want to be deep down without putting myself at risk for harm or exploitation. Forgive them. Forgive them and let them go. Just because you forgive them don't mean that they have to have access to your life or to your soul. Be okay with knowing what you know. Be okay with accepting who is for you and who is not for you, and letting those that are not for you go. It's not wrong to feel the way that you feel. It is totally understandable to feel all of these things. But when you begin to separate being forgiving with allowing people in your life, I can forgive you and keep you at a distance. I don't have to be around you to forgive you. I don't have to be buddy-buddy to forgive you. I can forgive you and keep going. I can wish you well and keep going. Now, again, earlier I talked about either you have to ignore those people, block those people, or embrace whatever it is that they're doing with whoever it is that they're doing, and wish them well and do it genuinely. Because if you know they're not good for your life, then you begin to understand who is good for your life and what's good for your life. And you just happy that they're not in your life fucking your life up or messing your life up. That's what becomes to be the highlight. Like, okay, they mess somebody else's life up. I mean, and you pray for their healing. You pray, you know, whatever you need to do in order to make yourself feel better about letting them go and letting them be, and understanding that the you that you are now is better without them. Let them go. If they don't mean you well, then it's not going to help you that they are around for no reason, that they are belittling you. Like, don't allow anybody to treat you worse than you treat you. But if you don't treat you good, then guess what? They feel like it's acceptable to treat you that way. Don't let anybody exploit you. Just listen, forgive people, and just deal with them accordingly. Once you begin to really love yourself and accept yourself, you don't deal with people that don't do what's healthy for your soul, what's healthy for your mental health. If it's not purposeful for me, I don't involve myself. Guess what? If you hurt me once, I'm not giving you my heart to hurt again. I may forgive you. I just don't deal with you like that no more. Like, forgive people. Change how you deal with them once you've forgiven them, because it doesn't mean, forgiveness doesn't mean you become abused by those that you are forgiven. I want to forgive everyone and rebuild, but I'm afraid. Forgive who you can. Rebuild with those who are willing to rebuild on the terms that is healthy for you. You're not going to be able to rebuild with everybody. Everybody is not going to want to grow. You have to be okay with outgrowing people. Like, it's people that I thought that I was going to forgive years ago, and that we was going to go on, and that we were never going to have the same type of challenges before, where I felt either abandonment or like I felt like they were, you know, attacking me or whatever, because my life was going a certain way and they couldn't accept the fact that my life was going a certain way and theirs was going some way that was different, or that they were embracing their own journey. Like, it's okay to not be able to build with people. You can't build with everybody. So you don't, and they don't have to be your competition. Nobody has to be your competition. They're just not the people that you are meant to build with. Send them on, wish them well, be happy as they build with the people that are okay with however it is that they treat people. If they treat you bad, then you don't, they don't deserve you. You don't deserve to be treated that way. I'm afraid I'll be asked, or even worse, expected to carry some of their part of what happened between us. I'm tired and I can't carry weights for others anymore. I'm afraid that people will say they're sorry but harbor resentment on the inside, which they will passive aggressively vent on me and then deny it when they called on it. Listen. I've had people done wrong to me, and then it makes me feel some type of way. Earlier, I talked about like jealousy. Like, I don't really get jealous. Just, you know, I'll either ignore you or dismiss you. I don't have time to be jealous because you're trying to do things to make me feel some type of way. And if I feel some type of way, then I need to check myself and figure out, why am I taking something so personal that has nothing to do with me? So it made me become detached from a lot of things and not take things so personal. And when I do that, but now people looking at me like she doesn't care about anything. No, I just not taking what you do personally towards me because it doesn't involve me. Like, listen. People are going to try you. It's like people test the waters to see what's going to ride and what's going to fly and what's not. And people will do whatever they can to see where they stand and what they can get away with. Don't let people get away with things that really hurt you. Be willing to cut people off. And, like, I don't harbor any resentment for anyone. However, I'm not going to allow people access to my life that make me feel like that either. If I feel like I'm resentful, or like I got a bone to pick, or like it's something wrong because I'm watching or see, or I'm around you, I'm not going to be around you. I'm going to address the situation. I'm going to try to talk it out with you. And then if it's something that you're doing, then that person needs to be real with themselves and needs to be real with you and say, this is what you're doing to make me feel like this. And if it's, see, that's where the accountability comes in, because you don't want to be blamed and they don't want to take responsibility, but you have to accept the part of you that keeps allowing that to be the way this relationship works. And there's nothing wrong with you. Again, for feeling this way is very normal, and people do sometimes harbor resentment and do crazy stuff. Man, I've had some people do the worst things to me. You know where they're at now? Not in my life, as God advances me in my life. And normally they regret it, and you continue on and you continue to be great. The best revenge is to continue on to be happy and not let people bother you. Because if they feel like they bother you, then they'll do things just to try to bother you. Man, I feel like I be online a lot and people try to do stuff to see if I'm going to react. They want to see how I feel. They're going to, you know what I'm saying, just try you. And don't allow people that much of your space. Don't allow people to rent your headspace like that. If they deserve you, allow them around you. If they prove that they don't have the best intention set for you, then dismiss them. It's easy. I'm afraid people might apologize purely as a means to get close to me in order to do exactly the same. Revenge for not playing the part they wanted me or played me to expect in their story. You are right in your story. Remove them from your story if they are imposing their own story within your story. Like, you have to stand up for yourself. Get comfortable with standing up for yourself, because you're going to have to do it a lot in this world, and people might not like it. They're going to call you a bitch. They're going to say that you're being mean. They're going to call you all type of things. okay, I'm standing up for myself. I'm not allowing people to take advantage of me. I'm not allowing the things that I used to allow. I learned that that puts me in a place that I don't want to be. So I'm not allowing it anymore and be okay with it. I'm afraid that it become, because it's happened so many times, I'm also afraid that if I apologize to those I've hurt, they will say they forgive me with their words, but show that they don't forgive me with their actions. Y'all got to work together. It's hard to, sometimes it's hard to forgive people because you're not really addressing the root of the issue. But once you talk about it and you really address why it's hurting you, you should be able to move on. And if they're not able to move on, they got to move out of your life. I mean, I don't want you to just throw everybody away, but sometimes you do have to throw people away, not throw them away like that, but you can wish them well while you move on with your life. I'm afraid of this because it's happened so many times. In some cases, I've apologized multiple times for the same offense, and my apology is accepted externally and in words, but clearly not accepted internally as evidence of passive-aggressive barbs that never end. Listen. You need to sit down with people. Don't do this online bickering. Don't do this over the phone crap that a lot of people do. Sit down and talk to this person face to face. Really understand where they come from and why they feel that way and whatever the deep down hurt that it is invoking inside of them. Sometimes we invoke a hurt that's on the inside of people that people don't know where it comes from. They don't understand it because they've bottled it up. They've made their feelings be so small for so long that they don't even realize that what you are doing or what has happened between y'all evoked a pain that stems from when they was 5 years old and somebody did this to them or somebody did that, and that's making them feel like that innocent little child again. And a lot of people don't like to connect with their inner child. A lot of people are afraid of that innocence and the vulnerability. That's what it is. You're invoking something. It's something that relationship brings up, something that makes them feel vulnerable, and both of y'all don't want to feel it. So I think that, like, for me, I don't have a lot of friends because I don't allow people to treat me any type of way. However, like, if I had a friend and they had felt some type of way, like, I call my friends and tell them, like, look, you made me feel like this on this, 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 and this. Now, some of my friends, I see them. Some of them, I don't see them. But it doesn't, some things don't get resolved until you sit down face to face and have this talk and really express how you feel and why you feel. And sometimes you got to see each other cry about it. You got to see, because if you're doing it just by way of telephone or, you know, at a distance, you don't really get a chance to feel that energy of their emotional undertaking while you're hashing it out online or over the phone. But if you are able to sit down and have a face-to-face discussion and really sit down and understand each other, I think it makes a huge difference. I know for me, it has, just in life in general, and knowing what's important to me and how to manifest and gain acceptance for myself. The moment I started accepting myself for who I really am, what I really like, what I'm into, what I'm not into, what I like the thought of but would reject, what I wouldn't reject, and I, you know, don't think about what I've been exposed to and what I haven't been exposed to, I just stopped caring about what people thought, and it freed me in a way that allowed me to say, okay, this is who I am. You take me as I am, or you don't take me at all. And if you don't take me at all, then please move on and go on about your life. And if you accept and embrace me for who I am, then we're able to move on, be strong, and have, you know, a whole lot of togetherness and strength and ability and grow together and all those things. But at 35 for myself, I don't have time to play emotional games with people. I don't want to be, oh, I'm trying to get on top, or they trying to emotionally be on top, and whoever, somebody's trying to win. I don't want to win against you. I want to play together and win together. Right now, I'm in a very confusing place, is what this person is saying. Somewhere between who I really am and who I want to walk in the world and live as, and who I feel like this world is forcing me to be for my own protection. Balance, baby girl. baby boy, whoever you are. You have to balance within yourself and be okay within yourself about who you are and accepting what comes with it and what doesn't. I don't know how I'm going to make it out of this place either. I've reached a point where I'm even afraid of my own nature. Stop fearing. Fear is your biggest enemy. Embrace who you are. Good, bad, ugly, the extremely vulnerable parts, the extremely tough parts. Every time you begin to feel an emotion, I need you to explore that emotion. Explore why that emotion is being evoked. Figure out why. And then why. And then if it makes you feel this way, why does it make you feel this way? Where is the disconnect? Where do you feel, when do you feel like your innocence was robbed in that area? When was that innocence taken from you? When was the first time you were taken advantage of? Do you remember how you felt before you got taken advantage of? And what is the outcome that you want so that you can begin to make your decisions based on what your expectations are, what you desire, what you want, what your hopes are, what your goals are. Making a goal list is not just about a law of attraction. Making a goal list about the qualities and the things that you want from life and your friendships and your mate and all of these things. It's not just about making a list so that you can begin to manifest. It's really about beginning to look within yourself and figure out what you want out of life. How do you get there? If you say you want friendships that are powerful, strong, foundational, and that help you grow, then you start eliminating everybody that don't help you grow. You begin to start to eliminate the people that seem weak. If you say you want a relationship where y'all can travel the world, and so the person can't have felonies that stop them from traveling, then guess what you do? You become disinterested in people that have the qualities that doesn't allow you to live the life that you desire to live. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't befriend people or that you stop talking to people or any of those type of things. One, because just because those people have limits don't mean that they can't help you in your life. But the people that cannot help you in your life are the people that you dismiss. Look, if somebody's listening to this right now and they feel like I passive aggressively deal with them, then please tell me so that I can correct that. I apologize. I'm the same way that you're protecting yourself, those people are protecting themselves. And until you both break past the barrier of feeling the need to guard yourself around each other, for whatever reason, they might not guard themselves around you or treat you that way because of something that you're doing. That's their method of survival. So they're still in survival mode while you may be in thriving mode, while you may be in they're in survival mode, like they're trying to survive their situation, while you may be in overcomer mode, while you may be in it's time for me to thrive and build mode. If they're still in survival mode, then they're going to do what they know to do to survive. But the other thing is, when a person is healed, saved, delivered, go to church, or whatever, it is very valuable to learn who they were at their worst state, because if you meet them up under the terms and the conditions of everything is perfect and then something goes wrong, then guess what? You're going to be faced with who they are when all things are going wrong. Now, if they've mastered that and they've learned balance and they've learned to accept and embrace all of who they are, good, bad, or indifferent, right or wrong, and they are willing to accept and embrace and build with that, then that's a whole different story. But those people that reject themselves, those people that are still behind the wall of I need to survive out of wherever I'm at, when you get to thriving, when you've overcome, your lifestyle changes, your mindset changes. But that's mostly if you remove yourself from that environment. As long as you're around people that are in that survival mode, you'll remain in that survival mode. If you grow, evolve out of survival and out of I have to fight to be alive, I have to get it to make it, you know, like not get it to make it, but you know, some people are like, I gotta fight through everything, you know, they for no reason, like no matter who it is. And you don't always have to You have to learn to be soft. So those are people that have not learned their softness. Those are people that have not learned to explore and accept and embrace their own vulnerabilities. So because they haven't gotten to where you are mentally, you've probably just outgrown them. Again, if you've outgrown me in an area, or if there's an area that we haven't, this is the thing. I have a lot of online friends. So if you want to sit down and talk to me, you would have to know me personally. You would have to be able to call me and say, hey, you offended me, and this is what happened, and this is how it made me feel, and what can we do to make sure that if we continue being friends that this doesn't happen again? If you cannot call me, if you cannot address me as a human being, if you cannot talk to me as an adult, then we don't have anything. And then if we cannot, if it's not that type of relationship, then that should not be bothering me. Then that should not be, you know, moving me like that. And if it does, if it's something that evokes an emotion or it makes me feel some type of way, speak on it and be done with it. And you got to be able to understand and be okay with whatever comes with whatever, because every action has a consequence. So if they're doing the action, they have to be accountable and responsible to the consequences of their actions, the same way that you have to do with yours, because you may have done something that made them feel some type of way, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, purposely or not on purpose at all. You might have did something that you didn't realize that you were doing that made them feel some type of way. But until you understand that, until you explore that, until you really grasp that part, it'll always be an indifference. It'll always be some problems. It'll always be an issue. You have to make it the way it should be. You have to create the atmosphere and set the tone. And if people can't embrace you when you sit down and talk to them face to face, then they don't deserve that part of you. You can deal with people. Just deal with them nonchalantly, you know, just, you know, whatever, however, whenever, and move and act accordingly. But when people show you who they are, believe it and then deal with them accordingly. Don't stop being you because who you are doesn't merge well with who they are. Don't allow them to change you. Grow yourself. Be purposeful yourself. Enjoy yourself. Embrace those that embrace you, and those that are not for you, allow them to go. You gonna grow when you let them go. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to make it out of this place either. I've reached a point where I'm even afraid of my own nature. Don't be afraid of yourself. Explore yourself. In every single way possible. If that means that you have to begin to have adult time with yourself, to learn your body, to learn, you know, you have to really explore yourself in every single human way possible. I'm afraid of how much I want to forgive past pain between myself and others. I'm afraid of putting myself, putting my own neck on the chopping block again. You don't have to put your neck on the chopping block. They should meet you halfway. If they can't meet you halfway, if they can't grow with you, if they can't accept you for who you are, good, bad, or indifferent. Like, if your friends see that you're doing something that's wrong, that's going to hurt you, then yeah, they should be willing to say something to you. But if you are consciously doing something and that's what you want to do, then they should not stop being your friend because you're human, because you're growing through something. And if that's the case, then they didn't deserve your friendship. Like, I've never judge a person for whatever decisions that they've made. I've never stopped dealing with a person because they're in a relationship I don't agree with, or because they're doing something that I don't agree with. I don't agree with it. I speak my piece and I let them live. And when they realize, or whatever happens at the end of whatever decisions they're making, that's something that they have to live with. And I am the supporting cast member to their life story, in their story. I'm the main character in my story, but I'm not the main character in nobody else's story unless they make me a main character. And in that case, it's a no matter what relationship. Listen, if me and you become friends, if me and this rebel nomad become friends ever in life, then I'm with them no matter what. I don't care who say what about them. Ain't nothing. Like, if we really close and we really get to be friends, nobody can make me not be your friend. Nobody can make me treat you bad. But you got to get around people that feel that exact same way. Nobody can tell them anything bad about you. They're not going to abuse you because they don't abuse themselves. Really begin to hold on to what is really who you are and embrace that. And whoever is not up to par, then guess what? They just don't get that part of you anymore. Like, everybody is not going to always go with you. It's so sad. I hate getting close to people because I hate losing people. And not all people are lost in death. Some people are lost in life because y'all going two different directions. But you got to begin to be okay with growing on the path that's supposed to be for you. If you take the path of somebody else because you're afraid to lose them, then you might lose your life. You might lose whatever you're supposed to get. You may not ever reach the point that you're supposed to reach because you're holding on to somebody that is going a different way. If it's meant for y'all to be back in alignment, then guess what? You may go different ways, but you'll come back and be back together along that path. Will connect again and you'll be together again. If not, be okay with losing people. I don't like bringing in new people really close because I need to see if I'm going to lose you first. Like, if I start being your friend, I start telling you everything, if we start being close and then you start acting funny, then guess what? I just did all that for nothing. So instead of wasting my time, instead of giving into people for nothing, I just don't. I've decided and I've learned to do something better, to do something different. And that is not necessarily it's protecting me, but it's also allowing myself to live in a way that those that are for me will connect with me and those that are not will not. So I don't hide my vulnerability. If you try to take advantage of it, it just shows me that you don't deserve to be in my life. And you have to really take that mindset of start allowing life to be what it is and embracing exactly what it is, where it is, when you are there. Living in the moment means that you can't really stress over the things that you can't control. You can't really stress over the things that aren't going anywhere. Whatever you accept is what you will get. If you reject it, then they either – see, the thing is I don't like to ask people to treat me a certain type of way. I want you to be exactly who you are so that you treat me exactly – so if you don't treat me good naturally and I have to ask you to do this, I have to remind you to do this, and that just tells me that you are not for me, that I don't need to be around you like that, and that things are not what I would like for them to be, and I have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with whatever God gives you. If God leads you away from people, then he's doing you a service because he knows that what you're connected to is not going to grow you, it's not going to advance you, it's not going to be purposeful for your soul. And it's a blessing because it's a redirection that protects your heart and your soul from whatever type of weapons they're using against you. It says, I'm afraid of putting my neck on a chopping block. I'm also afraid of leaving a piece of my heart here in this purgatory. If I leave through the door of self-protection. I don't understand that part, but I just want to be me again. I want to feel safe being me again. I want to love and open up again. But I'm afraid. Stop being afraid. Just love, embrace, and be you. Be okay with being you. Accept yourself, love yourself, and be one with yourself. Don't be hard on yourself because you are becoming you. You're realizing who you are. You're realizing what you're liking. You're realizing what you accept. In our 20s, we grow up a lot. We learn who we are. And sometimes we don't get the chance to learn who we are. Some people that never learn who they are because you know why? They are so focused on trying to be around other people and be what other people want them to be so that they are never happy because they never become themselves. They never fully embrace themselves. And it becomes to be a problem with growing up. It becomes to be a problem with embracing themselves, and it becomes to be a fear to be yourself because you don't want to be rejected. Be okay with rejection. Rejection is not a bad thing. If you're being rejected by something that's not going to serve your purpose, it's not going to serve your soul, then you're not being rejected. You're being protected. So if people treat you bad, duly noted, understand that it is not you, it's them. Like for me, I was just the other day, I was around something or somebody, and it's like every time I come around, they act a certain way. It's like they have to rush to be right there just to watch me and make sure. It's like, oh, and I realized that their intimidation has nothing to do with me. another person's jealousy has nothing to do with me. If I'm not doing anything to forcefully try to make you feel some type of way, then it has nothing to do with me. And if I am and you're close to me, you should be able to say, hey, this makes me feel this type of way. Or could you not do this? Or could you not do that? If they can't do that, if they can't talk to you about how they feel, or if they just insecure because of whoever they are or whatever, then be okay with it. Be at peace. Be comfortable being you. Don't allow nobody to stop you from being you for nothing. Don't lose yourself trying to hold on to people. Lose people. The people that are supposed to be with you, the people that are supposed to love you, they will love you and embrace you, and they will just cuddle you and make you be, they will cuddle you your vulnerabilities. Not cuddle you and make you not grow, but they will help you become the best you that you can be. They will be the type of people that you need. Don't force yourself to be around people that are going to abuse you, misuse you, and make you feel like you're not you because you're not them. Be your own person. Be your own person. It's okay to grow. Be your own person. You gotta let some people go. Oh, be your own person. You are enough. Be your own person. You will show your love. You show yourself the most love. Your love that you show yourself shows just other people how to love you the way that you need to be loved. Don't accept love that is not going to make you feel the way that allows you to feel love. Like, everybody doesn't love you. It's okay. Everybody doesn't deserve to be around you either. Accept the people that embrace you. Embrace the people that embrace you. And dismiss those that make you feel uncomfortable being who you really are. Your true self is your best self. Your best self is the one you allow to be true to you. So grow in your growth. Be bold in your growth. And then embrace who you are. Don't be afraid to be you. I don't know you personally, but I would love to be able to give you a hug to help you feel more secure instead of being insecure. Be secure in being you sincerely. Don't change a place that is not actually you. Only change what you know is not who you really are. Be your natural self. I don't care if you are bisexual. I don't care if you are straight. I don't care if you are married. I don't care if you are single. As long as you're not doing things to hurt people, you're not going to get bad karma. But if you try to be somebody else, you'll never be happy. Just be yourself. Do what makes you happy. Stop trying to please everybody else. You'll never be able to please everybody. Somebody going to always want you to be different. Somebody going to always think that you ain't deserving, that you ain't enough. But all that matters is how you feel about you. Learn yourself. Understand yourself. Be comfortable with yourself. Embrace yourself. Be yourself. Stop being afraid to be you. You're only going to be happy when you decide to be you and love it and embrace it. Listen, I love you for who you are, no matter what you are. You need to have no matter what relationships. And if those relationships that you have do not foster a no matter what personality and attitude, then they are not for you. And understand that you deserve the best. You are the best. And God has the best for you. Don't downplay yourself for nobody. Upplay yourself. Be proud of who you are.
We are kings. We are God. How you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this hard time. We haven't church in a while. Like, guys, doctor in these streets. The Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping. Disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss in the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha, 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 ha. If you didn't know.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answer. seeking freedom. And we're live online with my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.